Good afternoon. Most of the steadiest rain is over across interior New York and New England, and as a warm front continues to make its way toward the region, temperatures are climbing through the 50s. With breaks of sunshine carrying us into the middle part of the afternoon, we'll see temperatures on their way up through the 60s and up toward the 70-degree mark in most places south of I-90 by the end of the day. In this environment, and some upper-level energy pushing through, we may see a few scattered showers popping up by the latter stages of the afternoon and into the evening hours. All of this is a part of the bigger storm system, which still is spinning around across the Midwest. A cool front turning into an occluded front to the north and west will eventually make its way through during the course of the evening. Behind this system, a westerly breeze will tend to dry things out overnight tonight, and with variable cloudiness, temperatures will drop back into the 40s. On the cooler side of the system, we'll have that westerly breeze persist into the day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 60s. We still run the risk at a few scattered showers tomorrow, especially in the morning as additional energy works its way through. In fact, in order for this whole system, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, to get through here, it's going to take all weekend, and we'll be contending with bouts of energy and plumes of moisture from time to time, keeping skies mostly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday, and there is a pretty good chance for showers at least part of the time both days, with temperatures in the 60s on Saturday and back into the 50s on Sunday. Finally, the whole thing lifts out of here late in the weekend and early next week, and as a result, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a breeze, but dry weather on Monday in the upper 50s, while it'll hit just about 60 on Tuesday, again with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. High pressure will build in during the early part of the weekend. By Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower and middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a shrinking but not insignificant zone of warm and humid air will remain over the easternmost locations along the mid-Atlantic coast. While primarily unidirectional wind profiles will exist in this region, convergence along an advancing cold front will produce a threat for locally damaging winds and even a tornado. Meanwhile, while most of the severe weather associated with this storm is winding down, flooding from excessive rainfall remains a threat, especially along coastal sections of southern New England and parts of the Gulf Coast from western Florida into Alabama. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Santa Maria, California, to a low of 11 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, Boston scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 86 set in 2001, and the record low 28 set in both 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Breaks of sunshine with the chance for showers this afternoon, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixed with clouds through the afternoon with the chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm later today, and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine breaking through cloud cover through the afternoon, also scattered showers, especially later in the day, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partial sunshine, plenty of clouds around, and the risk of a few showers as we get deeper into the afternoon, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine and clouds mix through the afternoon, but generally dry for a while before more showers move in late in the day. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Variable clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of showers, especially in the morning. Breezy, and temperatures in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on Saturday in the lower to mid 60s. Back to the 50s on Sunday with a breeze. Still mostly cloudy skies and a good chance of showers. Dry on Monday, partly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. Near 60 with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. And mostly sunny on Wednesday with highs back into the lower and middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.